In this video, we're going to take a look at what's new with the template system for Visual Studio 2010 for ASP.NET applications. So let's say new project, and you'll recall that from a previous video, I demonstrated how when we select the empty ASP.NET web application template and use this as the basis for our project, we get a really clean web.config file with only two entries if we're targeting the 4.0 version of the framework. But there are a couple of other things that I'd like to point out in the template system for Visual Studio 2010. If we look over on the left-hand side where the templates are listed, down at the bottom of the selectable templates list, you can see this online templates selection. If I click on that, I'm actually in real time going to go out to the web and grab a list of the templates that have been deployed on the web. So this collection of starting places for building .NET applications will evolve as more and more templates get contributed to this online repository. Now let's go back up and look at the ASP.NET web application template. Now this is for web forms, and if we select this and use that as the starting place for our application, what we'll see is that the resulting application for us to start coding against is much more realistic in terms of the kinds of applications that you'll actually build in ASP.NET. So, for example, if we go over into the Solution Explorer, you'll see here that there's a Properties folder, a References folder, an Account folder, Scripts, Styles. There's a Master page here, so we're starting out more with the kind of web application that we're likely to be building, rather than start the project, delete everything, and then add all of our own artifacts to get started. So let's go ahead and run this and see what we get from a functional perspective by default. So the first thing is, you'll see we get some tabbed navigation, and all of this, of course, is using CSS and in the context of a master page. So we have some basic page navigation, and we can start adding to that to start to develop our application. And the other thing, of course, is that we are auto-wired for the membership provider for ASP.NET. So in fact, if I close out of this and we go into the web.config file, you can see that there's some pre-configured functionality. For example, we're attaching the database that will be used for our membership. Here is a reference to the membership provider, a profile provider, role provider. Here's the token role provider. So the point here is that we've pre-wired the standard services for an ASP.NET application, and that makes things much easier to get started with and much more realistic in terms of the project template that starts us with our applications development in a new ASP.NET 4.0 project. Thank you.